Okay, so it's late, it's dark, and it is absolutely pissing it down outside. In fact, I got caught in the rainstorm this morning. I sort of went out into Norwich, went into Deering to catch the bus, and well, got so wet that I spent the entire sort of 45-minute bus trip literally dripping. My hood was dripping. Oh dear. And of course, I came back. It was quite nice actually. The sun came out for 15 minutes, and ever since it's just been wet. You know, rain, rain, more rain, and the people are mentioning the S word, and it is not allowed to snow. It's like the universe is saying, "Get on the plane, get on the plane now, go away, don't worry about feeling guilty." You know, it's just go. But yeah, I went into Norwich to get a few errands done. I had to pick up my last bit of cash from Durham, and also I just wanted to get a spare pair of earphones for my iPhone. My last pair have been going for a year, and I just wanted to make sure I had a spare pair for while I'm out in Japan. I know they have Apple stores in Tokyo, but it's the point. I don't actually go to Japan to go to the Apple store. And I also wanted a fountain pen, because I love fountain pens. I really, really do. And I had a really good one that I was given by Johnny back when he worked for Vivendi, and he was doing the press stuff for Eragon. Crap game. Haven't seen the movie. Gonna watch it this weekend. Anyway, he gave me this sort of press haul, which was sort of regularly sent out, and I liked getting press stuff, and it was nice. We got sent stuff every Friday along with the game. Anyway, as part of this haul he sent me, there was like random things like a bookmark, but it was also this beautiful fountain pen. I mean, really, it wasn't massively expensive, but it was really good quality. It was blue and it had Eragon on the logo, and there was a little it was a sort of a leather case with Eragon on the strap as well. It was just nicely made, and it was one of the nicest press bits I'd ever get been given, you know. And unfortunately, I've misplaced the bloody pen. I haven't seen it in about a year. And the annoying part is I really, really liked it because the weight was perfect and it wrote beautifully. And see, I usually use crappy ballpoints or Parker Vector, and ew. I mean, Vectors are okay, but they leak and there's no weight to them and they don't feel nice. So anyway, I went to House of Fraser. They had two fountain pens on offer. Then I went to WH Smith that actually has a pen counter, but they were all like 50, 60 quid. So I was like, yeah, not really, don't want to pay that much. So then I went to Gerald's, which is the big department store in Norwich. It's like the oldest department store in the city, and it's really good. Anyway, I popped in, and they actually have pen counters. You know how you go in and they have like makeup cosmetic counters? Like that, but for pens. So I got chatting with the woman, and she shows me these lovely, lovely pens, and there's cheap, and there's shockingly expensive. And I'm like, well, I don't really have much money. I don't want something that's too, you know, too much. So eventually she shows me this range called Urban, which has a really nice weight to it. It's made of really good materials, and it's got this sort of almost sleek design to it. Plus the pen, it comes in electric blue. I mean, I would like a black one, I must admit, but with my eyesight I need something that's going to stand out more. Electric blue, yeah, it's better than electric pink, which I was just not going to go for. Pink you. But it's a really nice blue. It's a similar shade to my original Eragon pen. Excuse me. And just the weight of it when you hold it is lovely. So I picked that up and it was only about 25 quid. And I'm really pleased with it. So I got that and a case for it and some bit of ink all for 30 quid. I was really pleased. Obviously, 30 quid is a lot to pay on a part on a fountain pen, and right now I'm really praying to various deities that my mother never discovers Audiobrew, because she'll go nuts. But I wanted something that will really write well and won't break and all that other stuff. But this is a thing of great beauty, and it's going to last as well. Because remember, you buy a Vector, it lasts 20 minutes. You buy a really good fountain pen, and you're talking, you know, 10, 20 year slash lifetime, depending on whether you buy a Mont Blanc or not, investment. So I'm really, really pleased. And apart from that, I got rained on. So yes, but it's allowed me to start writing in my journal as well. So yeah, also before I click on to the end of this boo, 6 days to go. Ah!